and welcome to the Illinois Realtors Weekly Podcast, keeping you up to date with all the latest news in the realtor world. I'm Jeremy, and today we are welcoming Illinois Realtors Vice President of Professional Development, say that five times fast, Mr. Young Brockhouse. Welcome back to the show, Young.
Thanks for having me.
Getting your licenses renewed, everyone. You have to do it. So we're here with Young to kind of talk about some post-deadline FAQs when it comes to our broker licenses renewals. So we're about 2 weeks past the April 30th broker license renewal deadline, and the volume of messages coming into the education department has dropped dramatically, right? I'm sure nobody's calling you anymore.
way less than it was on April 30th, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah, April 29th and 30th, I'm sure. We're very busy. But, you know, your team, you have stayed in touch with our friends at the Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation and the Division of Real Estate. So, you know, what have you heard from them regarding the number of Illinois brokers who have yet to renew even past the deadline?
So I actually just recently got an update on how many. It looks like we're at about 85% of the brokers in Illinois have successfully renewed. That's a pretty good number based on the time frame back when I used to be over at the department and we were doing renewals. But if you haven't, best case scenario, you need to get in there real quick, check your license. If it hadn't been renewed, you know, take those steps to get that accomplished.
Absolutely. So let's go over now some of the most like frequently asked questions that our members have about the process. So, for example, like how do members know if their license renewal applications were successful? You were just talking about that. So how would they find that out?
So if you've done an online renewal, log back into that same website. You can go in there, print off your license, keep a copy of it, get a digital copy of it. You can keep it on your phone, give your designated managing broker a copy of it. If it shows that it's not renewed, then you need to take some extra steps. If you were one of the members who had to put in a paper renewal, you can still log in and check that out, or you can just go to their general licensee lookup, pull up your record, make sure your date says it's got an expiration in 2026. And if it does, you still do need to log in, print off that license, make sure you have a copy of that, make sure your brokerage has a copy of that.
There you go. Just keep copies of everything, everyone. Just print out copies. Let's say a license renewal is not showing up on the IDFPR's website. Are our members okay to continue practicing real estate if they don't see it there?
Well, it depends. If you sent your renewal in and you've completed your CE, especially with an online one, you can't get to the end of it without having all those things in place. But if you've done that and it's not showing, you need to send the department an email, fpr.realestate@illinois.gov, and just figure out what the holdup is. If you just submitted a late renewal online, it's going to take a little bit. But if it's a late renewal, you know, we're past the deadline. But if you sent it in beforehand and you haven't heard anything and it was an online renewal, make sure you go contact the department, see what the holdup is. It shouldn't take, you know, 2 weeks to get that accomplished. If you sent in a paper one and you sent it in close to the expiration date, that could take a long time, but you can continue to practice. Like I said, as long as you've met all of the renewal requirements, you've sent the proper amount of money in, and they haven't sent you a deficiency notice saying, hey, we have an issue with your renewal. So yeah, keep practicing if you've submitted it. If you haven't, you need to really go online. The online renewal is still open until the end of May. And then after May, you're going to have to do a paper application, but you need to, you know, get on that right away.
Yeah, absolutely there. I mean, and a big part of that is what you already mentioned there, these education requirements. And heck, right now we are ourselves currently down in Collinsville, where we are just in the middle of a cornucopia of continuing education offerings here in Collinsville. But what if a member didn't complete their education requirements by the April 30th deadline? What's the next step for them?
Well, if they haven't completed it, but they've sent their renewal in, one, get your education done. Make sure you notify the department that, hey, I sent my renewal in, but I didn't have all of the required hours. You'll probably have to jump through some more hoops when they get to their audit phase. But if you haven't renewed haven't taken your CE, you got to get in there, take your CE. As soon as you're done with your CE, get back online. If it's before the end of the month, you can do an online renewal. If it's past the end of May, then, you know, you'll have to do a paper renewal, but you got to get that education done. We've got online education that you can complete relatively quickly. Otherwise, we also are offering several hours of education. You can knock out core and 3 hours of your elective at Collinsville, where we're at right now, at spring conference.
Yeah, there's still time, everyone. Tomorrow, Lynn Madison's core class. Get yourself down to Collinsville. Knock that thing out.
we do take walk-in registration, so right. Head on down if that's what you're looking for.
That's right, everyone. It's beautiful Southern Illinois, everyone. Come on down here. Well, let's inverse that equation a little bit. So what happens if we've got members who have completed their education requirements on time, but they're late in submitting that license renewal application? Does the equation change for them at all?
Go to their website, log in, get to log in to the renewal website, complete that application, pay your fee. It'll be relatively quick. You can get that. They'll turn it around. I mean, there's not as many coming in right now, so they should get to that relatively quick. It'll take, you know, 5 days probably at the most at this time frame. But you need to get that renewal in.
Yeah, yeah. Just don't wait, guys. Just get there. All right. We got the education requirements. Just come on. Like, sit down with a nice cup of coffee and you got this thing knocked out. Let's turn to our broker friends, Young, here. Can they continue to practice real estate if they are planning to submit their applications but have not done it yet?
No. If you have not submitted your renewal, you should not be practicing. You've got to get that taken care of as soon as possible. The maximum fine, is a $25,000 fine. Ooh. Per transaction. So, you know, any email you send out, any closing you have, you know, advertising, you know, maximum fines, $25,000. They can take your license away. You really need to get that taken care of as soon as possible. And they're generally aware of how important it is to you. So they'll get on that, relatively quick when those come in. But, especially if you're going to do it, you want to do it on the online because it's way quicker than having to mail an application down with a check and get that accomplished. And that's going to be the only avenue to renew come June 1st.
Yeah, absolutely. Robots are your friends in this scenario, everyone. Trust them implicitly. All right. Well, once a broker's license is renewed, how can they show proof of that renewal? Like, you did mention the website there, but there is also an option to mail in, right?
Right. You mail in. If you do mail it in, I always recommend you send it signature delivery so that you can see when it's received and you know they have it. If it's not showing up on the website, or if you did an online renewal, keep copy of the online renewal. And, you know, once you complete the online renewal, you can do a screenshot of that and it will show that it's submitted. Keep all those things for your record. You want to make sure you can be able to prove that you got in timely and renewed your license.
Yeah, here, here, there. So let's say, Young, I'm a broker. I've done my requirements. I'm good. I'm sitting pretty here. I'm renewed and everything. But I'm just really on top of the ball. I want to get planning for the next 2 year session here. When can I start taking courses for this next 2 year broker renewal period?
Right now, you can say as soon as if you renewed on time, May 1st starts the new renewal cycle. You can start taking them right now. So, you know, brokers, 12 hours, you can go ahead, buy an online package. You can start taking in-person classes at your local association. Anything taken May 1st of this year until you renew in 2026 will count towards your requirement.
Yeah, and you know, if only, there was an event happening that would offer many, many different types of CE that you could get a jump on this for. I think you know where I'm going with this, right? Is there such an event and are there such courses?
So Collinsville, Illinois, we're in the Metro East area. Starting today, except walk-ins, like I said earlier, you've got 4 hours of core being offered. If you get here in the morning early enough, we've also got a two-hour AI course taught by Carrie Little. Most of you guys have heard about her. We've got a legal update, 1 hour legal update from our very own Vicki Munson, our legal hotline attorney. And then, as you mentioned earlier, Jeremy, tomorrow is 4 hours of CORE with Lynn Madison. And I'm sure you all heard of Lynn Madison. She teaches all over the country.
Yes, Lynn Madison, the instructor extraordinaire. We got her, everyone. So I'm very excited about that as well. Just an immense amount of CE being offered at Spring Conference, not to mention just the amazing environment that Spring Conference offers, the expo floor, just networking with your fellow realtors. It is just a fantastic thing. Young, is there anything else you want to share with the members when it comes to post-license renewal here before we sign off?
There is. When I keep mentioning that you need to log in and do that online renewal before the end of the month, or to log in and check your record and print off your license. If you can't log in or you have trouble logging in, call the department. But I think the best way to do it is send that email to fpr.realestate@illinois.gov. Tell them you can't get logged in. They can reset the password, get you through that process. They're probably getting a lot of those emails, so it might not be an immediate turnaround, but you'll need to contact the department and get that username and password, make sure you can get in, and either do the late renewal now or print off your license, your renewed license.
Young, thank you so much for stopping by. Always great to have you as a guest. I always leave smarter every time that you're done. So please drop by anytime whenever you have a message to share with our members. And just thank you again for being here.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. Also, if any of our members, you have any questions, feel free to call the association. We've got education specialists ready to answer your calls.
Absolutely there. We love our members. And of course, we want to thank you, our members, and our listeners for joining us on the latest episode of the Illinois Realtors Weekly Podcast. As always, give us a rating and a review on your podcast app of choice. And if you want any more content, simply search for Illinois Realtors on your favorite social media app. We will see you next week.